Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
So Apple announces the launch of a ChatGPT competitor called Ajax, and Microsoft pops on an announcement of a $30 per month subscription AI version of Office 365. So what are your thoughts on what this means for these two companies and for ChatGPT? It seems like ChatGPT is getting hit from all sides. Pause. SEC,
two for two.
Gotta be on your feet. Yeah. The SEC has been, you know, investigating them now, and now the public is starting to criticize ChatGPT. They got lawsuits from, you know, different people in Hollywood. They have competitors, Apple, Meta, Google, even the people that they're in business with is becoming a competitor, Microsoft, which is interesting. That I've heard that, you know, companies stop sharing information with them. Meta and Google, they stopped sharing, you know, data. So it's, you know, kind of hurting their their search engines a little bit. So yeah, you know, when you're on top, you get the arrows thrown at you. So let's talk about that one first. What is the future of ChatGPT? Because at first it looked like it was unstoppable. Now it's looking like, I don't know. I actually had an issue last week. I tried to use it. And it must have been down a server. It wasn't working, so I had to get I had to get another app. I forgot the name of the other app that is powered by ChatGPT. It uses ChatGPT, but I had to do a whole thing because ChatGPT didn't work for like a whole entire day for me. So, yeah, what's the future for ChatGPT?
I think they are still promising, but everyone is catching on. And I kept alluding to, hey, there's going to be a couple of players that are going to get into space, and everyone knows Apple and Microsoft are two of my favorites. If you go on careers at Apple, they have 104 different job listings for machine learning and AI jobs. So when I start, and that's a tip that I gave before, like if you want to know if a company is really interested in something, look at what they're hiring for. So when you go look at Apple, Microsoft, and Google, as soon as ChatGPT started to make their rounds and get really popular, it's kind of like in music, like when a sound gets really popular, every other label tries to find an artist that can do that same thing. I think we are entering like the App Store version of AI, where it's like every player has to be in a space. An analyst, I think 4 weeks ago, was saying that Apple needs to focus on AI and not VR. And here you are. They had this in the works already. I think Microsoft, we talked about it before, but with them and Google, with Google Docs, I think the productivity increases are going to be amazing. But for them to have a 30 subscription on Office 365, and for anybody that's ever used Excel, just having AI there alone is going to be tremendous. And I don't think ChatGPT will lose their lead per se, but everyone at some point, Meta, Adobe, Microsoft, Tesla, at some point, everyone will have their own version of this. And 2 years ago, I was talking about the automation and everything. And, you know, Cal Newport was a huge inspiration for like the not having a bunch of meetings and not having answering emails. And now we have a bunch of solutions here. Now, every major company is going to have an AI like template, because you need it in order for your earnings to be relevant. Because if not, it's going to look like you're being left behind. The same way a lot of business owners have to go into creating content. They made an incredible adjustment. I think Microsoft probably will monetize the best off of this, but I think Apple will be able to integrate this the best with Siri and a couple other maps and other platforms they already have in the App Store.
Yeah, I like what you said there about Apple focusing on AR and not VR. One of the things that they did, people probably didn't notice, is right when they announced the headset, maybe in June, last week, they said they're cutting back on production before it even came out. Well, that gives you a sign of what they're looking at. But this is what I said about 2 weeks ago. Sometimes you get out ahead, and then for every reason that for every reason that you just said, sometimes people will put you on a moat, right? You can create a moat.
I got to give you a moment. Everyone, please write this down. Troy has been screaming this point, and at some point we're going to have a person on here to tell you more. Tell them this strategy of letting them be on a moat by themselves first.
Right. So when you go out, and I would compare it to a MySpace, it becomes a thing that everybody has to use, right? Mm-hmm. When we're talking about social, I guess this is the early social media in a sense, place that everybody's putting music, everybody's putting their personal information, and then a Facebook comes, right? And then they take over everything that you've done, and they've perfected it. Sometimes you get put on a moat by companies that see your technology and see what you're doing, and they've improved on it. And so when I think about ChatGPT, and I shared this with y'all a few days ago, how do you compete when everybody uses your technology, uses the GPT technology? What is your competitive advantage, especially when some of them are more effective than what you're doing? And so when I think about Bard and I'm thinking about Google, from a search standpoint, their technology can read the entire internet in 13 days, right? It sourced the entire internet, whereas in ChatGPT, it's what's being put, the information that's being put. Sometimes it comes out correct, sometimes it's inaccurate. How do you change those efficiencies? The other part, and the wise man told me this, is that if you want to see what people are doing in AI, look at what the top companies are hiring for and who they're hiring. And so when OpenAI takes off, who left OpenAI? Where did they go? Yep. Did they create another company? Where's Bill Gates investing his money? Where's Jeff Bezos investing his money? Right? Where's Jensen investing his money? Mm-hmm. And so if you start seeing where they're investing, and then you see who they're hiring, because that's equally as important, right? Who are they hiring? What are they hiring them for? And what is their skill set? If they start taking the best people from all these places, and especially even if they're coming from OpenAI, because there's a lot of hires that have come from that company, they're building the next thing. Right. Yeah. And sometimes they build the next thing you become obsolete. Now, do I think ChatGPT will be obsolete? No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But competition is here. It's going to be a game-changing competition because of the level of expertise and the professionals that are coming with new ideas, right? And so when they look at Silicon Valley, they're looking for fresh minds to come up with ideas. And the thing that they have is the capital. OpenAI have it? Yeah, they have a backing because Microsoft is behind it. But can it compete with the Google and the Apple when they come into the space and decide that we're going to be the top players? That's what we have to see in addition to who's hiring and what they're hiring for and where they're taking those hires from.
And one thing that they don't have that, let's say, Meta has with Instagram, Rashad, you brought this up before. Like, people use ChatGPT. Is it like a utility? It's almost like a calculator, if you will, but no one loves being on the platform yet. I think a company, if they find a way to make the user interface a lot more interactive, fun to be on, and if they get people to be excited to be on it the way that they would a social media app, that is going to have a lasting impact. Going back to the motto of, like, when I look at a company, one of the things that I always look at and see is, does this brand have a, like, a raven or fanatical fan base? ChatGPT doesn't have that yet. If Google is able to find a way to do so, or if Meta is able to do so, and it employs it on the Instagram platform, and it definitely makes some headwinds. But I'm looking to see what Adobe does as well. Google, Cisco.
Another one.
Yeah, who will be a big player. Tesla eventually will have one if Elon can get focused and stop worrying about changing the logo on Twitter. And I'm looking to see what some of the media companies like Netflix would do as well with an AI version integrated. And Bloomberg has launched it. I know everyone who's already worked on the institution, they did have an AI model there, but they, like, there's a Bloomberg GPT that is running wild now and doing pretty well. Like, eventually we're going to see every industry have their own version of one, like Shopify and eBay and PayPal will have one for services, and then YouTube I have one, and Apple Podcasts and the Spotify have one. Like, it'll be niche down by sector, and that's going to be really interesting to see over the next year or two.
Yeah, and that, and the everything that you just explained is kind of what's happening, right? So, like, we're being privy to what the capabilities of ChatGPT now, but you can imagine 10 years ago that they already had this technology and were testing it and sourcing it out to be used for the general public. And so if we're 10 years behind now, that's exactly what these companies have probably been working on for the past 3 to 5 years. It's like, what's the next? Because we're going to have our own version of it. And so, again, it comes back to the question of, when everybody has a GPT, how do you now compete and what's your competitive advantage? I'm not sure what it is yet.
Yeah. Rashad, so what do you think? That they're falling off or no?
No, I mean, I think that it's something that competition is good. It has to, you know, spark innovation. Competition usually sparks innovation. So it's going to be interesting to see. Of course, Microsoft has a hand in it, so they don't have, like, you know, a complete, it's not a complete underdog story, even though, like I said, Microsoft, they have a couple other products that they're working on as well. So it'll be interesting to see how much effort they actually put into ChatGPT, or how much resources they put in ChatGPT. But I feel like ChatGPT is going to be, you know, here. I'm not sure if they're going to be number one, especially with Apple. That's something that's interesting. I think Apple probably has the clear advantage here with, you know, already having the phone. Google has an advantage as well. But even with Google, you'll have to go outside of the ecosystem to get to a Google app, where Apple, I'm sure it'll be embedded in your home screen when you have the iPhone. And they'll try to make it, you know, as easy to use as possible.
I think that's one of the advantages, though. What do you think?
That's what I just said.
No, I'm just saying Google's already the search engine on the Apple phone.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're going to have an app. It's going to be an app. Yeah, so it's like, you know, like how they have the stock app, they have the health app, they have the Maps app. Okay. Like, Google, there's Google Maps, but Apple has an advantage with their GPS system because the app is already on your phone. You have to download Waze. Yeah. You have to download Google Maps. You don't have to download the map system that's already provided for you. So it's like you're going to have to bypass the recommended ChatGPT or whatever they're going to call it is going to be on your phone, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to bypass the one that's already on your phone, go to the app store and, you know, download it, pay the subscription. It's going to be a whole process. They probably even put it in for free.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, that's even more of an incentive. If I can, if I got something for free right there on my phone, I don't have to download it. Why not? You know, they'll probably just, you know, add it into the monthly bill and, you know, they get
larger data set.
That strategy works until, you know, we put that post up about the invisible technology, right? Now it's, there is no phone and you're just telling it, right? Like that is the GPT. It's a small device that attaches to you and that becomes the phone and that become, there is no app.
But where did he used to work for?
I know it, but he's not there now. That's what I'm saying. Like, where did he go? Who's he working for and who's he hiring?
But
Apple. Yes.
I'm sure Apple has it. I'm sure Apple has their next iteration of the iPhone in a couple of years will be no phone.
No phone. Right. Then the apps become.
That's where we're headed.
Yeah. And even in part of that question, and you talked about the Office. I mean, this is brilliant, right? Like they're charging a $30 subscription to that. They have over 400 million users on Office 365.
Yeah.
400 million people.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I always like to use the 10% theory. So if 10% of those people say, all right, we're going to use this technology, we'll pay the $30 a month. People are paying more a month from everywhere, right? If you look at Netflix, they raise their prices. I saw Spotify today raise their prices. Prices are going up on everything. And so
inflation, yeah.
Yeah, something that's going to be used every day, like Microsoft Office. I mean, you pay that $30 subscription, especially from an enterprise standpoint, just think about the revenue that gets brought in from that. It's kind of remarkable.
Yeah, and if they have the prompts already in there where it can like show you how to write a paper on this, research topics on this for spreadsheets. Because like I said it before, but we're looking at companies and products that can increase the GDP of the country. Mm-hmm. This is definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. This gives you a competitive advantage. And I've seen some people be like, well, using AI is laziness. I'm like, it's way more efficient. Like, so if I can get 10 times the amount of things done in one day than I used to by using four or five apps, why wouldn't I? But imagine one that is done across an enterprise. So I'm looking to see how like a Dell or HP or a Lager tech company is able to use some of the technology to be a lot more efficient, get their costs down, and then as a result be more profitable. But I think this is definitely a game changer. But I keep saying it, the companies, even with that guy who's made that technology, if he gets big enough, Google, Apple, Microsoft, somebody will buy him out and integrate the technology into their ecosystem. We have to look at these big companies as kingdoms. Mm-hmm. There's only room enough for a few kingdoms. And if you get big enough, they're either going to take you on as competition, put you through litigation, or acquire you. Hopefully he gets acquired and then he can ride off into the sunset again. But we have to look at these companies as what they are. They're actually like kingdoms in terms of the number of people that they serve.
That's the next iteration, right? Yep. So it starts from us, well, the creators using it amongst themselves in Silicon Valley, going up to the general public where now companies are investing in it. But I think the last iteration will be people will have their own personal GBTs. Mm-hmm. Like that's what he was kind of alluded to in that video. And it was like, well, what happens when I just have the one that knows me, right? Yeah. And now it can recommend things for me. It actually knows my schedule and it just can talk to me. I think we're headed toward that in the next 5 to 10 years where everybody has a personal GBT and it won't just be like, hey, I have to use that one or that one. I have my own.
We'll see.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.